As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pleased with the work that the guys are putting in, competing like crazy, which is the fun part for us. You know, phase one and phase two of that offseason program can get monotonous for players and coaches because you can't do some drills. You can't have a team drill. You can't have a 7-on-7 drill. So they're chomping at the bit when it is finally time to put the ball down and say, okay, offense, you're up. Defense, you're up.
Kevin Stefanski, he was with the boys, Baskin and Phelps yesterday. Hear more of that, 92.3thefan.com. Zach Jackson coming up in just 1 hour from now. He had some strong commentary about the other Browns rookie QB. And are we shortchanging Joe Flacco, or could we be just wasting our time with him on the roster? That coming up with the great one, Zach Jackson, coming up at 8:02.
Real quick, I was irritated with something yesterday.
I'm sorry, go right on ahead.
That, of course, Stefanski goes up to the first tee. Daryl's taking video. You've got all the media taking video. Guy has, like, an awesome golf swing. And you're just like, oh, he's good at golf. So he gets to be a millionaire head coach in the NFL, and he's good at golf, too. It bothers me because I just wanted to be good at golf. And it never happened. No, and now I'm in retirement.
You're better at golf than you say.
No, I can't. I can't play like country club golf like he can. Just step up to the tee. You got cameras around you. You know how hard it is with people filming you to be able to step up to a tee, first shot of the day, and it looked like he crushed one. It looked like he crushed one 270 yards. I don't know where the ball went because we were only looking at it from one point of view, but the swing looks good. It looks like you could plop Kevin Stefanski on any course in America, and would confidently be able to
play. Can we get the Jim Rome?
Ivy League guy.
Can we please get the Jim Rome Tiger Woods thing for Kevin Stefanski? The golf course looks good. My golf swing feels good. I like my chances.
But, you know, it's Ivy League. Like, he could have done anything in life. He decided, I'm going to be one of 32 NFL coaches. He's now had the job. He's won 2 Coach of the Years. He is in year 6 now. With the Browns,
yes.
Who survives? And it's not like he hasn't had his adversity. Who survives?
So wait a minute.
That?
Are you making an argument for everybody to stay here for me?
No,
because it's based on golf swings, or what is it?
It's just some guys just living the blessed life. Just living the blessed life. It's amazing.
I think he's gotten a little grayer since he got here.
Oh, he has, but
that's been 6 years.
I think there's been a lot of pressure on him. I don't know how blessed it's been.
But that's the thing. Does he look any worse?
Like, he's a handsome man.
He
naturally
looks better.
I think women like the gray with him.
It's veteran. I know it because I know I can trust him because it's natural. Again, Ryan Day, you color that beard to the point where, like, they're making jokes.
It looks insecure.
There's like inside jokes.
Kevin doesn't look insecure. Now, Ryan Day's won a national championship.
Yes.
You would think Ryan Day's like, all right, like right after COVID, a bunch of guys were like, this is the real me. I know a bunch of guys that just said, I'm done. I'm done dyeing the hair. I'm going to show my
security.
You should
go full Roger Sterling after the national championship.
Yeah, you win the national championship, the next day would have been hilarious.
Yes.
He's like, okay, monkey's off my back.
But like Coach Krzyzewski, and yes, I know, very successful guy. Some of you guys pray at his altar. There ain't no way that hair was jet black for that long. There's not a chance in hell. And I'll tell you what, Kevin,
at some point
I trust him because there's definitely gray in there.
Right. I feel like you can trust a guy more who just said, that's it. This is me.
I like it when some of those guys, It makes it interesting to have a conversation off the air more.
All right.
They see, now you're going to bog me down because it's like, what?
Power rank your NFL coaches you trust based on their look.
Oh, God. Hold on. Can you go first?
Well, I was going to ask. Like, Sean McVay. I bet you some people don't trust him.
I don't trust him.
Because he's too pretty.
I don't trust him. For a multitude of reasons, but his look's one of those. He remembers too much stuff. Don't trust him.
I don't trust Mike McCarthy based on his look, and you think I would. Because, again, the bowl of mashed potatoes stuff, that whole thing. All right, well, I trust...
Not to mention, he had one of the biggest lies in recent NFL history. Yeah, I went into the lab to learn analytics.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me like as people, like, hey, this guy isn't going to... He's not going to double-cross me here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is easy, then. I got to tell you, Kevin, number one.
Of course.
Brian Daboll looks that way, but he is... Again, there was a dad of a former quarterback here who loved to talk about him, so no, he's not in the top three.
That's some great analogies, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a few. Help me, Tone. Pick. Not Kyle Shanahan, that's for damn sure. I'm getting all these other coaches from like 1936. I don't care about that. I got to see their faces. Go, Tone, pick. Go, now.
I feel like Mike Tomlin.
Dan Campbell, he's earnest.
You can trust him.
Dan Campbell, he's earnest. Mike Tomlin's number three. There you go.
That's fair.
No. Mike Tomlin's been doing it longer. Kevin, Mike Tomlin, Dan Campbell. That's it. Can I give you the one argument I thought of for Andrew Berry?
Yes, we went to break and I basically said, hey, the one thing...
Two. I got two arguments off the top of my head.
Okay, the one thing that Andrew Berry, you're supposed to be able to champion for him is the salary cap work. But now, coming off 3-14... and not having any great draft picks to have to re-sign, like what's the one thing that you can truly say, hey, I know with Andrew Berry, this is what I have.
I will say this.
This is our advantage over the rest of the NFL.
One, I think that myself and many people, we wanted him to work out. Now, I like John Dorsey a whole bunch, and it was a mess with how that all ended. I know that. But I wasn't championing him being let go. I knew he made a terminal mistake with hiring Freddie Kitchens.
Oof.
And I knew that that's what did him in. But at the same time, I didn't want to just celebrate him going, even though a lot of people did because, you know, the whole real football players comment, which, again, the best organizations, they mix them both. They don't just go from one extreme to the other, which is technically what we tend to do at times here. I think that there are people who really like Andrew Berry and they want to be right. And so it's, as you said, eventually... in an argument, someone will be right and wrong, and it'll flip-flop because time changes everything. And if you're wrong now, you'll end up being right later. Or if you're right now, you'll end up being wrong later. And I think a lot of people just want to be right. The other thing is I hate change of these things. There is no fun. Like, head coach search sucks. Head coach search radio sucks. Quarterback's actually fun. Quarterback's a blast.
Yeah.
To look for your first-round QB, I'll admit to you guys, it is a lot of fun to watch on Saturdays, to be able to take little notations on what they do. And I'll do that. I guarantee you I'll do that. You got the new kid who's over there at Indiana who used to be at Cal. Mendoza, I'm going to be sitting there making little notations here and there. Lenore Sellers, little note. Hey, this is what I saw. This is what I saw in the Clemson game in the Palmetto Bowl at the end of the year. Like, there's a little thing. That's a blast. Head coaches, no, that sucks. And what sucks even worse is new general manager searches. That sucks because there's so many of these guys. It's just their time. They become general managers, and you really don't know at the end. You don't know what their decisions were and what their decisions weren't.
Yeah, you don't know
who
much
they
about
really
them.
Liked and who they didn't like.
You got to rely on reporting. Yep. You got to rely on other people and what they're saying.
And in so many and there's a lot of these guys out there that you will hear from. The usual names, glowing things. Yeah, because who do you think's given the usual names the things that they know and are putting out there? So you'll see that. And you don't know what to trust. I hate looking for new people. So I want Andrew Berry to be successful. I just haven't seen very much success that warrants, after this year, if they were to turn in another 4-win season or 3-win season or God knows what, like, I don't know what would actually warrant him staying. And then I even, you know what? I said, like, seven wins, they're all safe. I don't want to hear it. Okay, but they could win seven games, and it could still be apparent to a lot of people that they need a quarterback, because they could win seven games with Joe Flacco. Well, Joe Flacco's not going to be here for very much longer. They could win seven games with Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, and both could look middling. And it's like, hey, you're not even good. You're in the middle of the road. You're going to have to take a quarterback. Okay, do I trust Andrew to make that choice to use two of my first-round picks? Because if you're picking, if you're getting the seven wins, you're not picking at the very tippy top. So now I have to talk myself into trusting him again, and that's going to be an uphill battle with everybody. So I can't even guarantee that. I can't do it. So I want him to be successful because I'm tired of arguing about it. And two, I want to be successful because I hate looking for guys. That's not a new, that's no, those are not good reasons.
Well, and obviously bringing in a new GM, the first thing they do is they make a big splash.
Well, they clean house.
Right, they clean house because they can't possibly have the guys from a previous regime.
Yes, and then we buy in and we do all that.
I guess
tough.
I should give Andrew Berry that kind of credit, is that he did come in and he didn't like get rid of all the Dorsey guys.
Well, I think he's, because I think he's open-minded. Yeah,
some of them were really good.
I think that he's open-minded to those things. And I do know that picking players is a really, really, really hard science. It is. But there's been times where you know it and I know it. They've taken risks on guys that they probably shouldn't have taken risks on. There were guys that there had been problems before. There were guys that just didn't work out. They do have blind spots for certain positions, and he has certain blind spots for certain positions. But damn it, when you're bringing up salary cap excitement and, well, we saved this much money this year, I'm like, who the hell cares? Who cares? We're talking about building new stadiums here, and all I keep hearing about is the cost of this and the cost of that, but at the same time, we're all excited because they save money on the cap. I got to get some wins. At some season, it's got to matter what the final scoreboard said. 8 o'clock, Zach Jackson on the show. I don't think it's a rivalry, even though you hate him. I got to get that off my chest at 7:22. And you ready for some good old-fashioned revisionist history, Tom?
Oh, it's my favorite.
That's coming up 7:30 on The Fan. I'm going to get back to some revisionist history here in a second. Can I? I think you agree, but I wanted to put that out there. Guardians start the series with the Yankees tonight. Guardians are playing some really good baseball here over the last week. I know that they dropped one or two, but you know they've been able to get it going. And boy, Nolan Jones. It's like ever since I ripped him last Tuesday. He just is hitting the cover off the ball.
He's in the zone.
So
right now.
I guess I got to rip him and say he's a terrible baseball player again. Horrible baseball player. Don't put him in the lineup because he's kicking the bleep out of it every time. I think it's okay to hate the Yankees. I just don't consider him a rival. I mean, it's certainly okay to hate the Yankees. I think a lot of people hate the Yankees. I just think that they're not a rival. And I asked, do you consider the Yankees a rival or do you just hate them? And I think that this is a generational thing. If you ask on social media, I think there's a certain demographic of our audience that's not on social media. I would say 55 and up. That's not really on these websites that much. I think the ones in my age group and your age group, we're only 5 years apart from each other. I grew up in a different time, or this current time of Guardians baseball, Indians baseball, where you only met them in the playoffs, really. You have a series a year at either ballpark, and then that's it. I think to an older fan, yeah, because you saw them more. The Yankees were a rival, but I don't think that they considered you a rival. I think that it's just you hate the Yankees, and everybody hates the Yankees. Does that make sense to you? But now I'm just looking at them like, hey, they're a team that everybody hates, but in the grand scheme, they're kind of just another team. I didn't like losing to them in the postseason. That bothered me, but in the grand scheme, it's just another good baseball team.
I got to push back a little because I think the fact that there's a bunch of silly things maybe that add up here. So maybe I'll make the case.
Please.
Is that obviously in our lifetime, the spending disparity, right? We automatically in our city are going to hate the teams that spend. Mm-hmm. So playing them a little bit of more emphasis, a little more built up animosity, even if it's one way, even if they don't look at you like that, but you look at them like that. You know, heck, you could make the argument that for years, the Steelers and the Browns, I mean, it's been so one-sided. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you feel like a team is a rival, that's going to start something. Okay, that's number one. Number two, okay, you have, I think, enough playoff appearances and enough playoff battles that it warrants that. that it warrants the, not only does that team spend a ton of money, we also play them periodically in the postseason. You know, 2024, we play them
like
just
we've
now.
Played them a lot in the postseason the last 8 years, especially.
Yeah, so you've had these moments, and then you want to go back to the 90s when guys like us, when we really, really built up our fandom in a big way where stakes were really high. All right, 97 and 98, you play against them in back-to-back seasons. Then in the 2000s, you know, there's enough there that I think it warrants it to be a rivalry for us. I get it if the Yankees don't feel us.
Well, if they don't feel it, it's not a rivalry.
The other thing, and I'm gonna be holier than thou here. I go to a ton of games, guys. I go to more games than you guys.
Closer
I go
to the Lord.
When the Yankees are here. And more than any other fan base, that's the fan base that shows up. And I know they aren't all from New York City.
But they take over.
But they do the takeover. And not only do they do a takeover, you know, we talk about the Blue Jays fans coming here and doing a takeover or being loud, right? The Yankees fans are loud, not only in Progressive Field, they're loud over on Prospect and they're loud on East 4th. And
the way into the stadium, yeah.
That whole week or three games set that they're here or whatever it is not the greatest of times if you're trying to not have a rivalry
that
with someone.
When they lost game, it was only a 5-game series. When they lost that ALCS game, that was the worst walk back to a vehicle I've ever had. It was the worst. Cause I had Axel's 9 years old and I'm just like from one near fight to another, like getting out of the way, get out of that way, get out of this guy's way, get out of that way. Cause there's going to be a fight here, there and everywhere. Like there were so many of them and it was so ugly with how the game ended, where it's like, hey, we're back into this thing that Juan Soto hits the home run, which was a great home run. Let's call it what it was. And there's a lot of respect out of that hit. But my God, it was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I go, I've only been to one Yankee Guardians game, one Yankee Indians game in my life. And this is the reason why. And I don't think I'll ever attend again. I swear to God, I don't think I'll ever attend again. I did the same thing with the Red Sox years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I did the same thing with the Red Sox years ago. I attended one regular season Indians Red Sox game. I was disgusted. Never again. I'll go all day long to Guardians Royals. That's fine. I don't want to go to the other ones. But that doesn't make them a rival. I think everybody hates the Yankees. But if they don't feel that same type of way towards you, I think they feel that way towards the Mets. I think they feel that way towards the Red Sox, obviously. The Dodgers, I think that's probably going to be, because you're probably going to see more World Series with those two teams, considering how things are right now in Major League Baseball. I think that there is a bit of one with the other teams in their division, but I don't see us being a rival other than, yeah, we're one of the other fan bases that just hate the Yankees.
Yeah, I agree with you that the Yankees do not, their fans, if you ask their average fan, who are your biggest rivals?
They don't feel that way at
but
all.
In that sport, I just don't think it's what it was and doesn't compare to certainly the NFL at this point, because, you know, really, what are the rivalries left? I mean, the Cubs and the Cardinals, how many deeply entrenched where both teams feel that animosity? Because we've said it for years, like in our division, like we felt like we had a rivalry with Detroit for a bunch of years, but I don't know. Does it seem like, hey, it's Detroit weekend, here we go.
Started to feel that way a little bit in the postseason. That was a pretty fun day. Now, just pointing that out, like they had that second half. We had had that entire season. It looked like for a second they were going to close the door on us, and then we were able to come back. That felt a little bit more like a rivalry. The other ones don't feel like a rivalry. Like when I get people tweeting at me nasty things from Pittsburgh, those fans, oh, you're not even a rival. I go, well, no, wait a minute. I don't even know who you are, and you're telling me to go die. I'm in your head. I don't care what anybody says. You care. That's a rivalry. No matter how many times that they've beaten us in the past, they care about how you feel. That's a rivalry. I feel the same way about Cincinnati, even though a lot of people feel differently than I do about Cincinnati. I know it's a rivalry. I think Baltimore is not the same type of rivalry as those two, obviously, but it's still a rivalry. I don't feel that way with the Guardians, and I think there's a little bit with the Tigers, but you got to keep playing for high stakes. I do think there's actually, I think a lot of fans in Minnesota hate the Guardians because of the walk-offs. I think that it seems like we have their number. You know that
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Play-by-play guy loathes us.
Okay, but is that a one-sided thing too? If they feel it, but we don't.
Probably not a rivalry to a lot of fans. But that's the exact point I'm making. Can I call the Twins a rival if we don't feel that way about the Twins? Okay, well, I can't call the Yankees a rival if they do not care about us, and I don't think they care about us. It's just another stepping stone. Sorry to say this. We were another stepping stone on their way to the World Series, and I'm glad that they lost to the Dodgers. But I don't think that they sit there and go, oh, God, we hate Cleveland. I don't think they do that. And I don't think they do that with 90% of the teams out there.
Well, so then what do I call it? Because I definitely get up for the Yankees games way more than most of the 162. So, fine, they don't think it's a rivalry. But for me, I feel like the stakes are way higher for our fan base when we play the Yankees. So, call whatever you want. But it feels like I would feel like if it was a rivalry.
Are they a rival? 216-474-0092. I'm surprised you say they are. I didn't even look at the phone bank here. I got to get to them. Ryan in Louisville, Kentucky is listening on the free Odyssey app. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, real quick, do you guys want to apologize to my son in the backseat that his 529 is gone because the Marlins lost the Rockies last night?
It's a sad state of affairs.
You do it at your own risk. And I said it was funny money.
I felt really good. But I think if you can get into his piggy bank, I do feel good about the Colorado Rockies tonight.
And Ryan, I will have you know that I said twice in that segment that I wasn't touching the Marlins series. And I will have you know that I just read an article, and it says that Gen Z is starting to focus more on labor, on manual labor jobs, skilled labor jobs, the trade jobs, instead of going to college the way that it was forced down our generation's throat and the generation before that. Ryan, what do you think about that, pal?
Hey, boom. My plumber makes $350,000 a year, so I'm all about it.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't have to do that 529. You just turn that and start your own business. You want to do it. Man, I'm Dave Ramsey all of a sudden. Check my ass out. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, I think we're kind of both right. I'm with Tone. I have a rivalry with the Yankees, but I really don't know how much they care about us. If I tell you what, if we would have beat them in Game 5, you know, after Frankie's grand slam, and then you go back to, I want to say it was the 07 year that Hafner hit that walk-off, would have knocked them out of the playoffs a couple of times. Maybe they would have felt a little bit more of a rivalry against us. But, you know, because they've knocked us out in the 90s with those great teams that we've battled back and forth with, I think it's right. I think we have some sort of a hatred rivalry. But to them, they're everyone's rival. So, like, they got to pick and choose. And, you know, they only clear the benches with Boston. So that's where your rivalries come with. Maybe we need to clear the benches this weekend. I don't know.
And two other things, and I'm going to let this go because I know you want to get the revision.
Clear the outfield one time recently,
and then we kept him too long just because we were all happy that he yelled at a bunch of Yankees fans. Anyway, two more things. One, I think that's the exact point I'm trying to make. They do not take us seriously in that way. I think that we have to beat them at high levels. The other thing is that I just think that they're focused on other things. I think remember, we had Chris Mad Dog Russo on. And you remember that interview? I mean, he gave the Guardians no chance. Mm-hmm. And there were fans that were mad at that, and then we lost in five games. And I wasn't mad at Chris Russo for saying that. I was mad at the circumstance of what it is. And I think a lot of fans, and this is part of it, man, if you are on the equal playing field, you look at the NFL, there's still... To me, there's still rivalries there that are preserved. College football, still to some degree, obviously, there's some rivalries there that are preserved. Major League Baseball, like, no. And I think part of it is, like, you would like to have a nice division rival, but if the, like, what are the Baltimore Orioles going to do after this year? Did they just spend for a couple years and then this thing's going to hell because they're so bad this year? Or what are they going to do? Are they going to stay in it? Or did they, quote unquote, learn their lesson?
Good at baseball.
I'd certainly hope so, but they got to pick it up now where they're at it. Because, you know, some of these owners, like, they get it like, oh, I spent money and look what happened. Like, we were afraid of that with Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher. And they didn't even spend that much money on those guys. So if we're still using bad years when you're expected to do something and guys not showing up as a cautionary tale, that's terrible for any rivalry. All right, do your Baker revisionist history.
I saw it yesterday, and I'm so intrigued. And part of it came from Sam Monson, who's going to be on with us later in the show, about Baker Mayfield. And obviously, we know now, we don't have to debate anymore about whether or not it was a good move to go get Deshaun Watson. But the other part of that move was saying goodbye to Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, maybe it's just an off-season topic that came up, it was brought up over the last 24 hours that... Yeah, going after Watson, clearly a mistake. But that they didn't have to. They didn't have to get rid of Baker Mayfield to begin with. And I thought to myself, like, how are we forgetting some pretty obvious parts of that Baker Mayfield saga that led us to where we were in the first place?
Okay.
Like, obviously, we sat here and I think you were on the same page with me at the time when he got injured that final year. Like, I thought he cost himself a bunch of money. I said it at the time. Now, fortunately for him, he's made it back.
I think he cost himself the real leadership of the team. And I don't. Yeah. And by the way, I disagree. I don't think he made all that money back. I don't think he did. Because remember, we were talking about 260, 250 to 300 million. And that Jason wrote it in the Athletic. So don't even start coming after me on that. We're talking 250 to $300 million of the contract that was rumored that he wanted.
See, at the time.
So he didn't make that back.
No, but I don't think he was getting that money. I was talking about the $30 million a year that maybe they could get him. Okay. And he has. He's gotten it back and then some with this nice resurgence where he's admitted he's a different player. He's smarter. He's evolved. He's more mature. Family life. All the stuff. All the buzzwords. But I don't know. People around Baker say he has really changed. So I do think sometimes you can actually believe what's coming out of an athlete's mouth, and maybe Baker, this is one of those instances. But I point to when we decided to get rid of him and how contentious it got at the time. The Baker Wars were in full effect. And not to mention, he was coming off an injury that either messed with his head or messed with his mechanics. Either way, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in football that following year when he was in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, the whole league had a chance to go after Baker Mayfield if what people are saying now was the case, but it wasn't. He was considered damaged goods, and people were wondering about his viability in the NFL. He's proven all of those people wrong down the road, but at the time, we can't act like that wasn't the obvious, you know, state of affairs when it came to Baker, that he was struggling, he was injured, and we were starting to wonder, could he read defenses? Like, was he panicky? you know, he was having trouble in the pocket. You know, the book was out on him at that point. And that's why not only was he available for anybody that wanted him and what eventually became a six-round pick that became because of the way the trade was structured.
Yeah.
He went to Carolina, and he was terrible in Carolina. And he was on his last legs in the NFL before finding Sean McVay and finding the situation with the Rams.
So do you want me to answer?
Did we forget all of that?
No, but I think it would have been a little bit different. So you asked me, because you wanted to do, Sam Monson did some revisionist history, and he'll join us at 9:01, formerly a PFF, now with the Check the Tape podcast with him and Steve Palazzolo, also formerly a PFF. And you would ask me, what if they would have held on to Baker?
Yeah.
My theory is this. I think it would still, there was a lot of tension at that time. And I thought in that 2021 season, he did a lot to cost himself, not just with money. I thought he cost himself a lot of trust within the locker room. I mean, you want to talk leadership. I thought he had it in the palm of his hand. And I think he lost a lot of that because I think that, and I know that to some of these players, that line became blurred of, do you really want what's best or are you just trying to get paid? And again, when you are asked so many times whether or not your quarterback's bad, you're going to start to resent that QB. It's happened with every Browns quarterback that we've ever put any faith in. The teammates start getting asked if they think he's bad, and at first they're good with it, and they do the right thing, and they answer. And over time, it starts to wear on a teammate, and it does. It's done it with Deshaun Watson since, and it did it with Baker Mayfield in 2021. Had they held on to Baker, all right, he wouldn't have been as bad as he was in Carolina. He looked lost at times in Carolina. I think that Kevin Stefanski has proven he's a better offensive coach than Matt Rhule at the NFL. He wouldn't have been as bad. Would he have accepted a deal that was worth $100 million? Yes. Would we be arguing right now? Would we ever be as bad as 3-14? Absolutely not. So we would be sitting here arguing right now. I think we'd be the Steelers in so many ways.
Yeah, not good enough to contend with the Chiefs and the Bills.
We would be arguing where we are because as of right now, he has a great story in Tampa Bay. He's a great story.
Amazing.
He's paid what he's worth, though. He's paid what he's worth. He is not a $300 million quarterback. He's not a $250 million quarterback. And they've done.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Done the right thing by him. They know Jason Light and all those guys, whatever. I mean, they know exactly what's going to help that guy. And that is targets and offensive linemen. Let him be a point guard. Don't make him to be Superman, because then all of a sudden he'll get crazy ideas and you'll have problems. Protect him, because he needs his whole body to throw the ball hard. That's why he struggled so much in 2021, because it did affect his mechanics. You give him guys like Godwin. You give him guys like Mike Evans, who's a Hall of Famer. They just drafted another one. Like, you're going to have some success, and he's been successful. They know what they're doing. Us, no, we messed up the whole thing, obviously. And I'd much rather argue about whether or not we could get over the hump with Baker Mayfield than what we've been arguing about over the last 3 years. But I've said it a bunch of times. That's where it is. And hell, I've had a bunch of people over the last 3 years, again, the nastiness over Baker. You wanted Baker out. I did not think it was a tenable situation. I also did not advocate to make the trade that they made. I am on the record about that. I did not want to make that trade. Vehemently against that trade. But we are where we are. But I think that had they had held on to Baker, he wouldn't have been as bad as he was with Carolina. I don't think it would have came to a head with him and Kevin Stefanski. He has a way of working some things out with some guys, somehow, some way. I think it would have worked to a degree. I don't know if it would have got them to the promised land.
He was so embattled throughout that season. And by the way, they're not just criticism for Baker there. I mean, the team as well. I was calling for them to shut him down. I thought.
I don't think you were the only one.
I can tell you I was earlier than most, because I said it and I was getting crushed. People are like, you gotta let him gut it out. You gotta let him do this. I'm like, well, he's hurting the team and he's also hurting himself. Like, nobody was saving Baker from himself at that point. Cost him a ton of money. And then, you know, yeah, they got wandering eyes. They were like, all right, we've got a team that's ready for the Super Bowl. But right now, our quarterback is banged up and nowhere near good enough to contend with Chiefs and Josh Allen. And, you know what, I guess we were talking about, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore at that point. So we have to pounce. We've got, and who's available? You know, that's not all that dissimilar from what the Rams did, because we talked about the Rams at the time. They said goodbye to Jared Goff because he was good, but he wasn't good enough. So what did they do?
Which
they were like, we've got to get a guy that was elite.
Which blows my mind. And this is something that every fan should always wonder for, like, the future. Because, you know, you have what you and I, but people don't want to believe it, but you and I, and Jason certainly aligns with it, and a couple other people, is I don't think that the ownership group was keen on just moving on from Baker Mayfield. I think that they remember starkly what 2016 and 17 was, where there was very little fan interest to begin with. And I don't think there was a passion around the Browns. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it was. There was a passion around Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. I think that they found themselves in a desperate moment. And I'm going, I look back on it and I think, you've been so tough with all these other players about wanting trades. The latest one with our Hall of Famer, about guys requesting trades, demanding trades. You've been so tough to the point of just putting your fingers in your ears and closing your eyes. And somehow, his behavior or his reaction to all this is what necessitated being so desperate to go out and get Deshaun Watson. That's something I won't understand. I won't understand it. Because they can say whatever they want, and people can make up whatever they want. You know damn well the facts of the matter. They were the first team out at 10:30 on a Thursday when it came to Deshaun Watson. He didn't want to be here. I don't think he wants to be here. And I look at it now, and I go, well, Baker Mayfield is in greener pastures in Tampa Bay. And I don't think that, you know, I looked at the other drafts. He would have been good enough where there definitely were going to be conversations about, could you get this guy? Could you get that guy? Do you want to take a swing at this guy? I don't think you'd ever be truly, like, out of the woods. But he'd be your quarterback. It would just be a question of how far can you go? And I think there'd be people
getting in every day about
how far they can go.
If he had the year he had in Carolina or anything like it, and again, he was coming off the injury.
Then they would have moved on.
I think they would have moved on anyway. Yes. I think that's the one part that's being forgotten.
They probably would have moved on from everybody.
And that's even if they signed him to a kind of contract. They, especially with their cap manipulation skills, they would have been able to get out of it. The other part of this I do wonder when it comes to teams, and this is a broader philosophical question we get in all of sports. Sometimes I wonder if teams should just never really be aggressive. Like, they didn't think they could win the Super Bowl with Baker, so they were aggressive, and they made a huge move, and that was not, like, universally panned. People are like, oh my God, they just got Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's been a top five quarterback. Like, this is, with this roster, they've got a real chance to win the Super Bowl now.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, should you just sometimes, like, can you understand why teams like the Cavs, like they just run it back? Like, how do you feel about the 19, even if you never win, how do you feel? How do you think the city of Cleveland generally feels about the late 80s Cavs?
I think they hold them in high regard.
How do they feel about the late 80s Browns?
I think they hold them in very high regard.
What did those teams win?
In the grand scheme of things, nothing.
And sometimes I wonder if you got guys like me going, be aggressive, try to win a championship. A championship just changes everything. And then I think about it sometimes and I'm like, maybe just having guys your fan base likes, even if they don't win, have them for 7 years. People will talk favorably about them and they'll say, they didn't win at all. But we could say positive things about Bernie Kosar. We could say positive things about Mark Price. Those teams didn't win. They didn't win, but they gave the fan base moments that were special for them for the rest of their lives.
Well, I've heard many people say it, and I think they're probably right about it, because we compartmentalize. The 90s Indians, that's just an ugliness that, in a soul-sucking thought as the years go by, that I'll never be able to compute. But when it comes to the 90s...
But people still love those guys.
Yeah, I do.
They do.
But when I think of the 90s Indians,
Jim Thome left, Albert Bell left, and fans still love them.
There's genuine hurt there. I have compartmentalized, and I think a lot of other people have, the 80s Cavs and Browns. It's like, all right, you lost to the Broncos, but the Broncos went out and got hammered in the Super Bowl, so at least we didn't go out and get embarrassed in the Super Bowl. That is not the best thing to admit, but I think that's where some people have compartmentalized where the Browns are. For the Cavs, it's like, hey, you ran into Michael Jordan. Everybody runs into Michael Jordan. Charles Barkley's on TV. He ran into Michael Jordan plenty of times. There were plenty of problems there. Like, you rationalize it in so many ways. The Indians of the 90s, I can't rationalize. I'm sorry. It still hurts. It is a definite pain because of how that went
down.
But
I still have so many fond memories from that run.
I have fond memories from that run, and that's what makes it more painful, that I looked at a lineup that loaded with that many guys hitting around 290 or over 300 at that point when batting average mattered. And with that many stars, you lost to the Marlins. And then Colorado beat the Marlins yesterday, and a lot of people are out of money, apparently. 216-474-0092. Now, I look at the revisionist history. There's a lot of things that could have played out. If he wouldn't have been successful in 2022 coming back, if he wouldn't have been successful there, I think everybody might have been ushered out. I think it might have done that way. He might have came to his senses. He might have played on the option. It came to his senses. Signed a deal of what he's worth right now. I think right now we would be having arguments of, can 10-7, 11-6, can we ever get above Allen? Can we ever get above Jackson, Mahomes, those guys? And that's a hell of a lot more fun than any other thing else we've been arguing over the last 3 years. I don't think anybody can fight that.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.